It really comes down to jet fuel prices. If you think about it, just as we're paying more to fill up our cars, on a much larger scale, the airlines are paying more to fill up their planes. Jet fuel prices are up a whopping 200% over last year, and that's affecting everyone's bottom line.
Talk about going up, up, and away. Jet fuel prices are sky high and climbing, a tough combination, especially for low-cost airlines.
Those low fares are just simply not enough to cover the high cost of fuel.
Three airlines folded under the pressure in recent weeks. ATA, Aloha, and Skybus all closed up shop, leaving passengers holding their bags and looking for a way home.
We decided to rent the car. That was our cheapest way to get back.
Bigger carriers are also feeling the pain. American, the nation's biggest, has stopped hiring. Delta is looking to cut 2,000 jobs. Continental has hinted it could follow suit. Northwest and United say they'll fly fewer planes. And then there are the extra fees. Checking more than one bag? Be ready to pay up. An extra $50 on most airlines. Want to talk to a real person on the phone? Or bring Fido along on your flight? You got it. Pay up.
Airlines have to become more creative about how they make money. We're now paying for things that once were included in the cost of an airline ticket.
We're paying another price, too. Customer complaints shot up 60% last year, according to new numbers from the Airline Quality Survey. There were more delays, with one out of every four flights showing up late. Airlines trying to fill flights to capacity meant more people got bumped, even though they had tickets. And luggage? Good luck finding it. The number of bags lost also up for the year.
The airlines as an industry just returned to profitability last year after that rough period following 9/11. That makes what's happening now all the more painful, and it's painful for the passenger too. Those higher costs that the airlines are paying most certainly are being passed on to the flying public. Alina Cho, CNN, New York.